Lauren is.
Let's not talk.
Today, Lauren is the alien type character with eggs coming out of herself.
Popcorn. I'm here as usual with Stuart and Tro. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
And again with Ben.
Hi,
that rhymed.
Hi.
But can I just say that Ben has just used the wonders of modern technology to find out that the word video in Spanish means the word video in English. So let's put that one to Ben.
Right, okay, tonight's. Say movie was Scream, classic horror from 1990. Do you remember? Or was it 2007?
1997.
They mentioned the millennium.
I did look it up on IMDb three times and then forget. So,
lesson number one.
Do you like scary movies?
I do quite like scary movies when you watch it with people and you do things like. Like pretend to jump out at people and stuff like that. I think that's good fun.
Can we count this as a scary movie? I mean, there's scary movies like Scream, and then there are scary movies like, you know, like the ones that Stuart won't watch.
Like the ones are Japanese, like tentacle
like
beasts,
The Ring, and like Paranormal Activity. And
I really don't like high tension in films.
Would you call
Scream? I find myself absorbed by movies really, really easily. So I get
even Scream.
There were bits in there. I was feeling quite tense and uncomfortably so, even though I knew what was about to happen.
Constantly in your naked stomach.
See, I put forward the view that Scream isn't really a horror movie, although it's billed as one. I think it is a whodunit.
It's a parody, though. It's a pastiche of so many different thriller and horror films.
So does a horror movie have to have a supernatural element rather than to be a whodunit?
Or Japanese things.
What do you mean?
They are all supernatural, Joe.
Nick Campbell does look a little bit Japanese.
Alright, what are the qualities you need to make be a horror movie? What are the tick boxes?
Fear.
Thrillers can make you afraid.
Bad shit happens.
Vague, yes.
That could be Die Hard.
Or Transformers 2. That was full of bad shit.
Yes. Have rising string sections.
What separates the thriller genre from the horror genre?
Thriller, Michael Jackson. Next.
But I'd say the thriller is more often to do with the police.
Do you think it's a bit dangerous how, you know, when people say the police, people automatically think of the band?
Because the police? I thought, what? Yeah. Sting?
Lección número dos.
Would you settle for a PG-13 relationship? Okay, I'll explain. Sydney, which is Niamh Campbell.
She flashes her boobs because she won't.
No.
Neve Campbell.
Hang on, stop.
Neve Campbell is approximately, 16? Maybe it's said in the film. And she has a relationship, and her boyfriend, who is suspicious, but they dismiss him as the killer, he wants to have sex with her, but he says that they're stuck in like a PG-13 relationship because she won't put out, I think is the expression. But just as he's leaving, then she says, well, like, you know, oh, this is a PG-13. And I think in PG-13s you're allowed to show boobs, so she shows the boob. But we don't see the boob.
I was sad.
Which is really bad because we could technically see Muff because it's an 18, isn't it? Scream's an 18, so.
Put out, Neve. Look what you've caused.
What if you got Muff but no boob?
That's a 15.
I think some of them should be over 18s. Like, above, you know, not like 18 and over, like,
there
should be a higher number because I was so frightened when I was.
How high do you want to go?
That's ridiculous.
You should be, you're not
50.
Emotionally.
All porn should be
so,
a
50. I'm emotionally ready sometimes.
So, Lauren, you're really saying people should be allowed to get married, take any drugs they like in my perfect system, and everything, but they still can't watch some really hardcore film. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Wait.
Okay, would you settle for only boob? That's what I'm saying.
No.
Well,
like
no tit wank.
Like a mermaid.
He gets a bit of dry humping, but ultimately unsatisfying. Or embarrassing. You know. If, you know. You know, I wouldn't, at my age now, being 26,
yeah.
I would not just allow only boob. That would not be a good relationship.
But when you were 16?
If I got boob when I was 16, I would have been immensely happy. It was like you all going on in my life when I was 16.
What?
What?
not you, man.
Joe just...
Can I just clarify? You, as in the green triangle with the I mean, you
not clarifying it anymore.
You, the film certificate, meaning suitable for children.
Oh, okay.
So American equivalent, G.
For green, but not for Ben. So there were unicorns and there were Care Bears and all that kind of stuff.
No swearing.
There were no boobs. I'm trying to say I didn't get any when I was 16. That's what I was saying. Okay. Right. So boobs were out of the question. As far as I was aware. So if I would have happily settled for a PG-13 relationship.
And they were 16, so they should have settled.
Yes.
Or they should have been happy that they got at least that.
And a bit of dry humping. I would have given my left
testicle
eyebrow for a bit of dry humping.
Would you have broken your own hand for a bit of dry humping?
This is kind of like turned into a weird version of Deal or No Deal. I'll just get the dealer on the line. He's going to offer...
Break your hand!
No, I mean, you know, in the future... I waited. I think my message to the listeners is...
You waited?
Wait.
But you waited because you had no choice, it seems.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people who tell you to wait, it's because they didn't have any choice. Catholic Church, no choice. Ugly people who end up in positions of social responsibility, no choice.
Why do you
look at me
when you say that?
Next.
Lezione numero tre.
There's always some stupid bullshit reason to kill your girlfriend. Now wait, I have to exclude Ben here because he doesn't have a girlfriend.
I have had girlfriends in the past.
Okay. Stuart and Joe. What would your girlfriend / wife have to do with you to kill her? Literally.
Do you get that thing where after you watch a horror film you actually think people actually might kill you? Like, there's a higher chance that people might kill you.
You never know anyone, really, do you?
Well, but after film, I used to think that, like, my brother was just going to kill me after a film. It's like after watching a porn film, you just think everyone's just going to come pounce on you or something.
When I was about...
I mean, that wasn't a porn film, Ben. You don't need to shuffle away from me.
When I was about 14 years old, I was around a friend's house. We weren't watching a scary movie or anything.
PG-13?
We were alone in the house, and we started to hear, like, funny noises from upstairs or outside or wherever I was hiding. And we went around looking around her house and upstairs and stuff. And she had a knife. That's what you did when you grab. I used to grab my dad's cricket bat and, you know, wander around my house.
Golf clubs I liked.
The bathroom by myself. And I said no. And she said, why? And I said, because you're going to stab me.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing that happened. She could have done.
It is suspicious behaviour.
Should I have stabbed her?
I think even in self-defence I'd be quite reluctant to kill someone, I think.
She wasn't trying to stab me.
Well, this is about like the reason why you'd kill your girlfriend. I would only probably kill my girlfriend if she was going to kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or she'd, like, killed many of my friends.
I don't think that counts as a bullshit reason, though.
It's not a stupid bullshit reason.
It's not a stupid bullshit reason.
I think maybe if you get into some kind of weird, isolated, psychological mania.
Yeah, if I was
crazy.
Like, say
you both get trapped in an old cabin on top of a mountain alone, and you both start to suspect each other.
Not a stupid bullshit reason.
It is, won't you
say
up?
I think we can deduce that there is no false. Stupid bullshit reason.
We should have some buzzers, like, that just... we should make a buzzer, in fact, which goes, false.
Yeah.
I might take that round with me, in fact.
True! True!
You're talking to strangers, just don't open your mouth.
Lesson numéro 4.
Butterface or butter body?
Oh, butterface?
Does everyone know?
I don't understand what it means. I've never understood what it means.
Okay, I'll explain. Well, it's like, she's got a smoking body. But her face. Basically, it means her face betrays her smoking body.
Nothing to do with butter.
So I'm saying...
Butter body
is a thing.
I think
it's
a phrase.
But we're making it a thing. Yeah. Heard it here first. Would you have a butter face or a butter body?
I think you can improve a butter body quite cheaply by going jogging or having a diet. Films have taught us that women choose men to improve them until they're moulded into the shape of the perfect man.
Purposes.
Yeah, say you're not going out with her. Say someone who would attract you. Someone with a butter face or a butter body.
I'd say the butter body, because the face is the first thing I look at.
I think that Ben is single because...
He's just moved city.
I was going to go for something else, but yeah, you can say this.
Butter face or butter body?
I'm going to go for when the face is the important. I mean, yeah, the body you might kind of like feel like you've been like ripped off, but the face is like the important bit.
I'm quite versatile in terms.
It both can be shit. I'll take it.
I'm quite versatile. I'm quite versatile body wise. I think.
Depends on
when you're going to say, like, butter body, and then kind of realise that...
You're in a position where whatever you say is going to maybe get the eye out of Lauren.
Her eyes are alright.
God.
I'm going to go with the face is the prime, and the body will follow.
Oh, guys, that's nice. Sorry.
Well, women are like rings. Nice. When you pick a ring, the first thing you look at is the stone. And then the casing of the stone and the bit around it, that's kind of a secondary thing.
Poor
analogy. I never thought about it. Women are exactly like rings.
You go for the,
thought I genuinely...
You insert yourself into them?
I genuinely...
And you show them off to your friend? No?
I'm shocked.
You look at somebody's face much more than you look at their body.
But you often fancy girls on TV that have just got ugly faces.
But they are on TV.
And you're like, I don't care.
Don't look at their
boobs.
Face more than I look at their body. Unless I know them.
You don't?
If I'm talking to them, obviously I look at their face. But if it was around town,
yeah, there's no reason to look at someone's face.
I don't look anymore, obviously.
I don't care.
What I don't understand is, you know, the women who like everyone stares at. Do they know that everyone stares at them? Do they get paranoid, or is it just stand? Is it just normal?
They know it.
The blind ones, maybe not.
Oh my god!
What do blind hot people think of themselves?
If you are a blind hot person, please ring in and tell us what you think of yourself.
Yeah, do you know you're hot, or you just believe people they tell you?
And also send in any
evidence.
No, any entrance to the competition. Why is Ben single?
And tell us how you're typing on a real keyboard, or if you're using a braille keyboard.
The keyboard has little knobs on to send your fingers
for the home keys.
Restons sur go.
We all go a little mad sometimes. More money. No, that's not part of the quote.
Deleted scene.
I think this is a kind of like popular misconception.
Just to make insane people feel better about themselves. Everyone's capable of it.
Yeah, I think that's...
I don't know if we necessarily take it all the way to murderous.
Insane in the membrane?
You can go insane for like a dream way for quite a while. And you know it's irrational, but like I went a few years ago, I had a dream that Stuart wronged me in some way really badly, and I was so angry at him for like a few days.
Days?
I knew he hadn't
really?
Done anything.
Well, that is
but
actual...
I had this underlying feeling of, fuck off, you bastard.
That is genuine insanity, though. I mean, that is actually...
No, it's because the feeling... It's like when you've had a really frightening dream, or one of those dreams that's just kind of really disturbing. The feeling stays with you.
I've repeatedly had dreams where I thought members of my family were dead, and woken up in abject fear and terror that this person I love is dead. And then realised it was a dream, and then that was it.
I think everyone could go insane at some point. Like, if they got electrocuted in their brain or something like that.
I think you can infer for this that I'm just a bit more emotionally educated.
You are a woman, so you are more willing to express your emotions.
Emotionally mature. Email in if you've
heard
what Lauren said.
No one
ever emails in.
Email in! Email in if you are going to email in.
Do it! Stuart's all ghost stories. Like, you were scared for days, weren't
was.
You?
That was bloody...
Going in the garage was frigging terrifying.
I'm scared now, let's not talk about it.
The only film that...
Ghost stories was scary. Actually, just never, ever bring that up, please, ever again, because that was that guy with the bald head.
But I'd recommend it as a play.
Yeah, go and sit and go and ruin your own nerves, but don't ruin ours.
Yeah, we've done. We're shells of our former selves.
Lection number 6.
You're not a virgin anymore. Now you're gonna die. Those are the rules. Okay, wow. let me tell you what we're
doing. Are we all living on borrowed time?
If you were gonna die after you had sex.
Well, instantly.
Like many insects.
If you knew it was a life rule of some kind die after you'd had sex for the first time, would you ever have sex?
Like vagina dentata? As good as sex. Can you? Are you allowed to masturbate?
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
I've just bestowed that upon you.
I would just go for that.
Because first sex is always a bit rubbish, so you wouldn't really understand why everybody was going on about it so much, and then you'd be dead.
Good animals. If you're not gonna, if you're gonna breed them, then you get them castrated. But if you leave it too late in their life, then it makes no difference
to their behaviour.
To their behaviour and to their health.
Yeah, it's just a graph, isn't it? You know, you have a peak when you're like 17.
So for cats, we had our cats castrated. I think it's over 1 year.
Do cats have a menopause?
Do cats have menopause?
Females, yes.
Do all mammals have menopause?
Yeah, I think so.
Do wild mammals live long enough to have menopause? Because we didn't, did we?
Yeah, we didn't actually.
Because
we only
lived to like 40 before we became advanced enough.
If that.
So, are you trying to suggest that post-menopause women are pretty unnatural? Is that what you're saying?
They're an evolutionary cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
In Twilight, is it true that the whole of Twilight is basically whether or not she is going to lose her virginity to a bat or a wolf?
Not a bat.
Is it a vampire? A vampire or a wolf?
Same difference.
I'd choose a wolf.
Is that
literally her choice?
Over a bat?
Over what would appear to be a normal human being.
Oh, no, but a bat or a wolf, I choose.
Lauren, have you read the trilogy?
Yeah.
And is that basically the problem?
It's a four.
The quadrology. Have you read...
The saga.
Is that the choice?
No.
It's not virginity, it's just...
The films make it a lot... Third base? Make the choice between them two seem a lot more real, whereas in the books there's never any really... There's never any belief that she will choose anyone other than her bat.
Can he turn into a bat?
No.
Baseball bat?
I was talking to a woman at work today, and if you've had a hysterectomy for a woman, where does the spunk go?
Oh my god.
It doesn't... It just comes out again, doesn't it? You've just got the cervix at the top, obviously,
so they sew it up
to cap things off.
I need some kind of...
No, get
this kind of question.
Cervix.
I need an answer.
Do they go to the cervix?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like a long tube with a sausage end.
Do they cul-de-sac it, or what?
No,
they'd have to cul-de-sac it, otherwise you'd be fucking...
You're the least qualified people here.
Straight up to the kidney.
Exactly.
Oh my god, you're laughing about hysterectomies.
One last question. If you were immortal, except for if you had sex...
You say stay any age you want?
Now say you reach 30 and then you don't age anymore.
But every time you have sex, you age by 5 years.
That's quite good, I like it.
It's a dilemma. This is a movie waiting to happen.
Okay, yeah.
Starring Morgan Freeman.
Okay, you
as Nelson Mandela.
You freeze at 30, and you die at 80.
That sounds like a boulder.
So you only gain your 5 years by having sex.
So you only have sex 20... You only get 10 sexes.
Yeah.
What's a sex? One
spunk.
Sexes.
One spunk.
But once it's in, that's it.
So every thrust.
No.
Oh my god.
I would go 3 times... Once a week for 3 golden weeks.
Diaojun Nanahao! Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
I like that.
There's a lot of fodder in that.
But there's a whole thing on the news recently.
This could take us well into the wee hours.
Raoul Moult. And how they were saying that the glamorisation of suicide and murder lead to people copying suicidees and murderers.
We're talking about movies.
We're back to natural ones.
But surely seeing a movie which glamorises these things, which would glamorise them to a much greater extent than the news would, can lead possibly to people...
Must they bring back natural born killers?
I think in a world sans the movies, you still have serial killers.
But you might not have as many.
Well, yeah, you had Jack the Ripper.
I think this is an absolutely classic thing, which links us back to an argument we had recently, which is...
Nature, nurture.
No, drugs or no drugs.
Oh! I'm
bringing that up, just save it for the drugs movies, seriously.
No, because many movies take leaves from the books of psychos to create their psycho action.
Psychos create movies?
Look at Ted Bundy... did stuff like turned people into lampshades, and he as a serial killer, and I have never seen a movie turn people into lampshades apart from possibly Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and that came out after Ted Bundy did his murder.
Are we talking just lampshades because you've got like Silence of the Lambs where he made his nice?
Yeah, but no. But what I'm saying is, he was around before these films, and that these films have sort of taken a leaf from his book, rather than vice versa. Around. They were like 60s or 50s.
There were horror movies.
Yeah, but they were nowhere near as extreme as that.
Maybe if films can like preempt the whole, like if they're really creative and stuff, you wouldn't want to just do the same thing again. It's like Scream. I mean, no one's going to dress up like that and then like be a duo secretly killing people, you know.
Go into the realm of video games, you know, GTA and the like school shootings and.
But as we all know, you've got to be crazy first, and then the game like gives you like a little bit of an idea, but you got to be pretty crazy first. That's the main problem. You
and then the movie, the game, the whatever is going to exacerbate that.
I definitely agree with the first clause that movies don't make psycho. I think you have to be psycho already.
Yeah, look at what people watch. I mean, clearly we can ignore these films at that level.
Do you get a lot of creative psychos? I mean, you said about.
I think they're incredibly creative. I mean, they do it very cleverly, don't they? Really?
What was our last like really
Shipman?
Horrific.
Shipman was horrific.
No, but he was
pretty creative.
I don't think he was. He just overdosed people. Yeah,
overdosed people.
Yeah, loads of people and hit.
That's not creative. No, I mean, like, that's just systematic.
I mean, like lampshade bodies. You know.
Well, you may have that one view of creativity, but I think it's pretty creative to be a doctor and to
creative to doing your job.
Yeah, that's just like easy as pie.
Yeah, that's like being a man who who
had done that before though on such a level. Nobody. Well, that is what creativity is.
But
you're
saying the scale is the creativity.
It's like the equivalent of a butchering people. It's not creative.
Yeah.
He's creative. It's probably the first thing on his mind every morning.
A doctor is meant to help heal people.
A doctor talking about planes, that's creative.
Yeah.
Unless he's a flying doctor. Wasn't there it's been 10 years ago now in America, the sniper at petrol station.
Oh yeah, that was pretty creative. Yeah. I did that in GTA once.
About 8 years ago, after 9/11, the chap in the Maryland, Virginia, DC areas.
Was 9/11 creative?
It was quite creative.
I think it was very creative.
Oh god, we're going to get mullers.
It was
by a muller.
It was awful, but...
awful but creative. But what are they going to do next?
It's original.
All I was going to say was, if films were shown to make people slightly more aggressive, would that be a good reason to ban them entirely?
No.
Exactly. And the same goes for drugs.
Lection numer 8.
My mum and daddy are going to be so mad at me. The serial killer says this after learning that Nick Campbell has called the police. Would your mum and dad would your mum and dad disown you if you were a serial killer?
No.
Oh, that's trust good, you have your parents question.
Not to shun you.
My parents would be surprised to say the least.
They'd still love you though. That's all your parents. They might be disappointed that you've done it, or upset that it's happened. But they
go back to your Disney film. They're not going to love you. They'll hate you. You'll think you're an animal. They'll disown you, and you'll be left by yourself to go to jail.
Well, you do see a lot of it on with real life killers, and you know their parents are there at the trial and stuff, and still visit and things. I think they're
even if they accept that they've committed the crime.
The love you have for your child must really just trump all, doesn't it?
I don't know. I really don't know at all. I mean, loads of parents abandon their children, so...
Yeah, but, I mean...
Can we project ourselves into the future and pretend we've got children?
Am I allowed to have a girlfriend now?
In general, you get, the odd one that does just fuck off.
I think if you look at like killers and stuff, I'm sure there's. I would reckon over half of their parents still are in contact. I reckon loads of them aren't and don't want to talk about them. They're in complete denial about it.
I've raised this issue with my mum several times of if I had committed horrific crimes.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Yeah, pretty much. And her response has always been that she can't help but love me. She might be upset. She might be disappointed.
Yeah,
but she's
loving people.
Yeah.
You just cut you to the bone though.
If I had a child that done something really awful, like murderously awful, I would kind of fear their prison sentence being over and then...
And then what, sorry?
Would you not slightly fear their return from prison? Say they...
What, the person who tried to kill you?
No, your son or daughter.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that to be out. I don't know.
But they're going to be in for 30 years, so it's not too much of a problem.
Would you turn in your child if you found out that...
Jack Straw did.
Did he?
Yeah, his son... Yeah, no, his son had cannabis resin. And when he was, I think it was Home Secretary, he marched his son to the local police station.
You know that's not going to have massive repercussions, though, really.
I would think I would.
I can imagine what it's like to have children. I don't like this kind of, like, we have no idea, we're not parents yet.
But if Stuart came home and said, Stuart, Lauren, I've just killed someone, my immediate thought would be, like, I must go to the police immediately, stay there. I'd just be, like, I'd have a brain rack for a few days because I wouldn't know what to do. My first point of call would not be going to the police. I'm sorry if that makes me a bad person, but it wouldn't be.
I'd like to think I would go to the police, though, because...
Eventually, I would like to think I would.
I would probably absolutely just... I would run for help from someone. I would get out of the way.
No, they weren't, so they weren't a danger to you.
How do you know?
Yeah, you would suspect. I would be...
Scared.
If one of my friends or girlfriend or mum or gran or whatever said that to me, I would just run. Balls.
If you have comments, feedback, or suggestions for films to watch, email theproofisinthepopcorn@gmail.com.
Button.
No.
You gotta think of something.
Maybe for just one night.
Just one night.
Gotta touch your boo.
Oh my god.
Not many blind people are actually
100%
completely black.
What? That is a strange empirical claim. Not many blind people are 100% black.
That's true.
Look, you got the phone.
Not ringing my dad and asking if he's had a vasectomy.
On the radio.
If I have sex now, can I keep going till dawn?